Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Jonathan Blanchard is with us today to talk to us not only about his journey in music, but what it's been like for him to share his love of music with the world and to see the way the people literally around the world have been responding. His newest project is called Freedom Soul, The Revolution. We're going to talk to him about that project as well as hear one of the singles from it called Break Bread. Hello to you, Jonathan, and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Cyrus. How are you?
Hey, doing really good, man. Well, first of all, congratulations to you again on Freedom Soul, The Revolution. You know, I should let our friends know it is available, of course, through the online retailers. We'll be reminding them of that a little bit later. But,
Jonathan,
you've been actually able to share, I think, great messages through music and been able to kind of unite people around those messages. What has that been like for you to be able to travel and to share your music and to see the way that it's responding to people?
You know what, Cyrus? It is a whirlwind. You get a chance to... And not only share music with people, but just share life experiences in general.
Yeah.
The music has been the platform for that. It's amazing how many people are familiar with the kind of music that I do, but may not know the full meaning or full understanding from which it came. And it's an awesome experience to be able to share that information and also hear stories all over the country about how people became familiar with the kind of music that I do.
Right. Well, you know, I'm glad that you said that about stories, because you are, it seems like, at your core, a storyteller. You're able to use music as that vehicle to do that. Have you always known that you've had that you were someone who had something you wanted to share?
I believe so. I think I've always had a way of getting my opinion or my thoughts across. My mother's a librarian, so that didn't hurt.
Yeah.
Storytelling is I grew up respecting storytellers, people like Sweetheart and the Rock, Bill Cosby, so on and so forth. And I think that has become a part of who I am. And I think stories are a great way to educate as well as to entertain.
Right. Totally agree with that. Totally agree. And, you know, in the world we live in today, Jonathan, you know, you literally travel. But, I mean, of course, your music is able to travel, you know, into places that you don't even have to go to thanks to social media and the Internet. What has that been like for you, to be able to use that platform for good, to know that your music is able to touch people literally around the world?
You know, it kind of levels the playing field.
Yeah.
You know, there's now an opportunity for the independent artist to use his or her own diligence to share the music with whomever is willing to listen. So there are people in Japan that are listening to it, people in Australia, people in Ghana, people in Kenya, DJs that write me back and let me know what they think about the music. So I, as an artist, get a chance to see the effect that it has on people that may not have shared my same experience in life.
Right.
And that has been the most interesting and amazing thing for me, is
right,
to see how other people relate the music to their walk in their everyday life.
Exactly, exactly. Well, you know, it has to be an amazing thing. Now, you know, I think all of us, and we talk about this on the show all the time, Jonathan, all of us, I think, are created for greatness. I think it's sometimes up to us to be able to recognize and embrace that greatness. When did you become comfortable in your skin enough to know that not only had you been given a gift, but it was really incumbent on you to share that gift?
You know, I fought it for a long time, Cyrus. I fought it for a really long time, particularly when it came time to choose a career or choose a path in life.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to choose something safe, but there was already a calling. It had already been decided before I was born. That being said, there was never a time when I was uncomfortable or unaware of what was in me, or my ability to share it. I think the discomfort came in trying to deny it or evade it.
Gotcha.
You know? Yeah.
And you know, I think there's so many of us that can relate to that, Jonathan. And so do you think that has been part of the connection? Because it goes back to how we began this conversation. That is about the story. Your life is itself, I think, a narrative for people as to what's possible for them. Do you think that is part of what your listeners get from you, that realness, that sincerity, but also the genuine place that that this music comes from?
Absolutely. I think that in order to communicate this music, in order to develop a connection with other people, there has to be a sincerity there. You have to know what you're talking about. You have to be living it. It has to be a part of your everyday life. And for me, it's always been that way. Even before I started singing and performing, I've always been involved and or aware of activism, social commentary, those kind of things. And those kind of things play into the music that I produce.
Right. Well, you know, I think that's really something I think that our listeners will be able to see in the single we're going to hear, Let's Break Bread. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Speaking today with recording artist Jonathan Blanchard. We're talking to him not only about the journey in music, but also the journey into himself and this journey that he's on now and how he's been able to literally share it with all of you. The project that we're going to be hearing a selection from is called Freedom Soul, The Revolution. And we're going to be hearing Let's Break Bread, but I think there are so many songs on here, I think, Jonathan, that our listeners will appreciate. One, of course, is Walk With Me. I think that is a favorite for people. Priorities is another one. Loose Beast. You know, I think, you know, Priorities, there are so many that have, I think, messages that people will get. You know, is that kind of part of, I heard one guest call it almost edutainment, Jonathan, where you're able to entertain, but also to get people thinking. Is that kind of what you think is part of your gift?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I grew up listening to Earth, Wind, and Fire and Marvin Gaye and the Ohio Players and people like that, Curtis Mayfield, and there was always a message in the music, specifically when you're talking about Memphis on Maurice White of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Oftentimes, it's almost as if he was speaking in code, and you'd have to listen to it a couple of times to really catch what they were talking about, while all the time keeping your body moving because the groove was so funky, you know. And I hope that is something that I hope that's something that shapes my music as well. I would like to think that it would, because that's what I grew up listening to. But that's what I have in mind whenever I sit down to write.
You know, you mentioned earlier in the conversation, Jonathan, about the fight, about fighting it. And you used something that I think our listeners will definitely appreciate, because when you said it, it kind of stuck with me. I said, you know what, I got to come back to that. And that is the safe route. I think that is what kills so many dreams, is that people decide on the safe route instead of the route that is going to lead them to their purpose, lead them to real happiness and peace. You know, when you look back at this experience, I mean, could it have ended up any other way? I mean, is there any way that you would have really been the best of yourself if you had not chose music?
No, not at all. And, you know, regardless of what I would have chosen, I would have inevitably come back to music. You know, the arts is not something that you choose to do. It kind of chooses you.
Yeah.
And because there's such a power in art, whether it be visual or dance or music, there is a power to change minds and to connect people in the arts that you don't find in many other fields, whether it be medicine or law or whatever you may find yourself venturing into. And I think at some point, whatever it is that you are destined to do, either you're going to start on the front end doing it, or you're going to find out the hard way, and you're going to end up doing it anyway on the back end.
Right. Totally agree with that, and I have been witness to that as well. So, Jonathan, let's talk about Let's Break Bread, because it is a powerful message in that, and then we're going to be telling our listeners, of course, how they can get the entire project. How did this particular single come about?
Let's Break Bread is based on an old Negro spiritual, Let Us Break Bread Together. And the story behind Let Us Break Bread Together, you know, oftentimes for those of us that may be Christian or have attended a communion ritual, understand this is a song that's often sang during the partaking of the body, which is the bread, and the blood, which is the wine. However, this was a song that was used by enslaved Africans as a code. You know, let us break bread means let us meet together. When I fall on my knees, meaning we're sneaking off in the direction of the rising sun. So taking that into in the understanding, that's pretty much where the song derives from. You know, it's an old spiritual that was used, as you know, spirituals are coded language that have practical use and figurative use as well.
Right.
And for me, I took that song and mixed it with a little bit of that Marvin Gaye that's caught in me and produced this song.
Well, you know what? It definitely gives new life to the to Let Us Break Bread, for sure. For those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Jonathan Blanger with Let's Break Bread from his project Freedom Soul, The Revolution. We'll be back with our final moments with Jonathan right after this. You guys stay with us. That was Let's Break Bread by Jonathan Blanchard from his project that we've been discussing today, Freedom Soul, The Revolution. Really excited to have Jonathan Blanchard joining us today on our program, talking with us not only about the journey in music, but also what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. So, Jonathan, when people finish this project, when they finish listening to The Revolution, Freedom Soul, you know, what do you hope they're, other than great music, what do you hope they're able to take away from it?
You know what? I hope that they're able to take a sense of history and culture with them as well. And I also hope that it sparks something in them that causes them to be a bit more active in their communities and a bit more socially aware, not so caught up in their own little bubble, as it is so easy for all of us to find ourselves in.
Yeah, I think that is so true. Jonathan, congratulations to you, not only in discovering your gift, but walking in that gift and being able to really, I think, find your purpose and to inspire people by it. Again, everyone, I've been speaking with Jonathan Blanchard today. He is, of course, the individual behind Freedom Soul, The Revolution. It's available right now through all your online retailers. Of course, our friends are at Amazon.com, but it is on CDBaby.com as well. You guys can get it there as well. I think it's on iTunes as well, right, Jonathan?
Yes, it is. You can go straight to my website and get it as well.
Okay, go ahead and give out that website, Jonathan.
The website is www.jonathanblanchard.com.
Right. Well, there you go. And, Jonathan, again, it goes without saying, man, you're welcome back here anytime. I'd love to stay connected with you, man.
Hey, Cyrus, thank you so much for reaching out, and thank you again for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Hey, man, the pleasure is definitely all mine. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. It's been a great hour, actually, for those joining us on the radio side. Hope you guys have enjoyed it as well. Make sure you guys are following our guests that we had on the program today. Stay connected with them through social media. I know Jonathan is also on there. We actually have already tagged him on our social media pages, so make sure you guys are following him on Twitter. He's at JBassVocalist is where you guys can – I'm sorry, JBassVocalist is where you guys can find him there. Again, it's JBassVocalist is where you guys can find him on Twitter. He's also on Facebook as well. We tagged him on our page, and I'll tell you about that here in a moment. If you did come in late and missed part of the conversation, if you're joining us online, you guys can catch the replay of this right after we go off the air. Thanks to our online friends. You can find the link on our social media pages at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.